Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, Sue, I allegedly have a pickleball match tomorrow against the pickleball champion of St. Louis, Frank Cusimano, who's with us this afternoon. Is this true? Are you showing up this time, is what I hear from our friend Jeff Drew?
If elected, I will serve. Yes, I'll be there.
Well, I played with your wife and your daughter, and they're both very, very good, but I've heard that you're really Hall of Fame level pickleball, Frank. Come on, man.
Frank.
No, I'm okay. Very average.
He's lowering the expectations. We'll find out tomorrow. All right, let's start with some positive news about Brady Cook. You know Brady pretty well. We loved him at the University of Missouri. He gets to start in an NFL game this weekend.
Yeah, it's so cool. In fact, I just got off the phone with his dad about 2 minutes ago. I said, I'm going to do radio with Mark Reardon. He got a little nugget. He goes, yeah. He goes, he didn't even text us. I mean, we knew it was going to come, but I had to find out about it on Twitter that he was going to start. So they're excited. They're headed there right now. Jacksonville has a good defense. And the backup is Adrian Martinez, the guy he beat out and put Martinez, you know, like not on the Jets roster. So they're really beat up. And so I think he's going to play the whole game. And I don't know if you saw last week, but you know, that fourth quarter, they were moving the ball. He had a lot of drops, but he threw for 160 yards. I'm just so excited about it.
I am too, and good for him. And I hope he impresses people and can lock down something in the future of the NFL because he really, really – I think I even have more appreciation for him today than I did a year ago. Now,
right.
A lot of us – you know, we've been talking about drink gets the extension, what's going to happen with the staff, will Kirby Moore be there as offensive coordinator? Well, that was kind of managed for us by Washington State today, wasn't it?
Yeah, he took the head coaching job there in an area that he's from. And I got to tell you something. I don't think he was terrible, but I don't think anybody at Mizzou is really that disappointed.
Right.
And you're going to get a good guy in this spot because I believe the spot paid him or was going to pay him this year after the raises like $1.6 million. So you have a chance to coach a potential Heisman Trophy running back. You'll have a couple of different quarterbacks to choose from. You play in the SEC, make a lot of money. I think they're going to have some great candidates for the job.
Yeah, I do too. And I think that, you know, to your point, even I think he was making 1.5, 1.6, but Drink's extension also included a lot more money for assistants and staff. So you're right. Are there names out there as a possibility or not yet?
Well, I got to say something. The running backs coach, Curtis Looper, has to get a long look. Because nobody at Mizzou has done their job better than Curtis Looper in developing running backs and studs. And, you know, from Kevon Lacy to Cody Schrader to now what happened last year with Ahmad Hardy. And he's been at it a long time. I'm not sure, you know, if he's a strong candidate, but I'm sure he has to be looked at and wants the job.
Hey, Frank. Ethan here. Last night, the SEC released their 2026 football schedules, and of course, the SEC moving from 8 to 9 games in conference next year. And, you know, Mizzou had been one of the more fortunate teams in the SEC the last couple of years, not having nearly as tough of a strength of schedule as some of the other teams. It doesn't look like that's going to be the case next year.
No, it isn't. But I got to tell you something. I looked at the schedule game by game, and again, you start early out of the gates. So, like, if they lose to Texas A&M at home in game 6 and then win the 7th game, which is at home, I think it's against Florida, they got a great chance to be 6-1. But then it gets really tough after that. But, you know, you start really strong, you got some momentum, and maybe your quarterback's playing well. It's not that daunting, okay? They got to make sure they, you know, they beat the 2 dogs in Kansas. And then out of the gates, it's not that difficult.
Well, and we'll see, right?
Texas, Georgia, and Oklahoma, the last 3 of the last 4 weeks is going to be really tough.
It is. But why are we – I guess they just had conflicts and they had to put the schedule together the best they could. But we get A&M again at home, and then we have to go to Arkansas again.
Well, you know, look, you better beat Arkansas if you want to, like, be a 5
Or did we have them at home this year? I can't remember.
No, they were on the road.
They were on the road. Right, okay. So I was right about that. Yeah, it's just weird because there's some doubling up that I didn't expect.
I think some of the new rivalry games, like now you have the 3 teams that you'll play every year, at least for the next couple of years. I wonder if that had something to do with it as well. Frank, do you know?
Yeah. You know, I'm not positive, but that's probably the case. I will say this. That schedule, though, is far more daunting than what we've just seen from the men's basketball schedule. I mean, Missouri has officially won the Southwestern Athletic Conference. They are the champions of historically black universities. I gotta tell you something. I think it's a nice idea to throw a bone, to give those schools a chance to make $100,000, come to Columbia, play in an SEC school. But there's too many of these games. I mean, they're going to end up playing like 3 good teams non-conference, and they're going to probably end up losing because I don't think they're going to win the bragging rights game. Notre Dame is good, Kansas is good, and Illinois, and they're going to be 10-3 at the end of their non-conference.
I'll take the bragging rights challenge only because, look, you know as well as I do that weird things happen in those games. And I like this team. I think it's got potential. Now, last night they're favored by 20, and they only win by 7 or 8. That was not good. They have things to figure out. But I wouldn't rule out everything just because I think there's talent, and Coach Gates is trying to figure out some of this stuff right now. Frank, what's coming up on the show on Sunday night?
We got some great storytelling coming up. Matty DiMaria is the best female high school soccer player in the country, and she's only a junior. And her family, every one of them, it's like a factory. It's a dynasty. Everybody in their family is unbelievable. We'll tell the story how she got to where she is. And then a couple of amateur golfers, Ellen Porch and Jim Holtgreve, received golfing highest honor this week. We got them together at Belle Reve for a story. It's going to be really cool. And Kellen Thames in studio, hopefully after another Billiken win on Saturday night.
Awesome. I will see you on the pickleball court tomorrow, Frank Cusimano.
It sounds great. All right. Talk soon.
Take care. We're playing a pickle and padel with our friend Jeff Drew. But I have heard really, you know, good things about Frank on the pickleball. I think he's downplaying
I've played
his
against
skills.
Him before.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's really good.
What we usually do is, like, there'll be 4 of us, and I don't know if Monique will be there, his wife, but then we kind of rotate, and you see what the best matchups are, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, because then otherwise it's not as fun.
Exactly. Right. You got to find the balance.
Hey, another quick note real quick. SLU men's soccer playing in the College Cup tonight. They have made it to the Final 4. So with a win, they would be playing in the national championship next week.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, they play North Carolina State tonight.
Where?
7:30. It is in Cary, North Carolina.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, we should. That should not have been a footnote. So thanks for pointing that out, Ethan. We'll have... This is one of those things where you ask Ethan, like, if I say the name Johnny Carson, does that mean anything to you?
I mean, he hosted the Tonight Show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Legend. But also lots of personality issues, you know, alcohol, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a guy who wrote a book about him, interviewed a bunch of people, Mark Malkoff, who's coming up at the top of the hour. And some of the details in here are really kind of crazy. Like, one of them is that Johnny Carson told people that he had hepatitis and made the staff get hepatitis shots, but he was really getting plastic surgery. And I totally believe that.
Oh my gosh.
I totally believe that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.